On earlier episodes of Into the Mind, we've heard Dr. Milan talk about the process of developing his theory into an assessment. But in our conversation, he also reflected on why he found it so important personally.
It's a very crucial part of my sense of achievement that I'm not only a theoretician, not only a clinician, but also to be an empirically oriented test developer.
We'll hear more about why he found it rewarding and also what he found challenging in today's episode of Into the Mind, Conversations with Dr. Theodore Milan. Into the Mind is brought to you by Pearson Clinical Assessment, and I'm your host, Evan Johnson. We started by asking Dr. Milan about the challenges.
Well, I could certainly say that developing tests as they should be developed is a most challenging task. And I feel I've got to commend NCS/Pearson for the excellence of the psychometricians and also their thinkers that played a very large role in helping me slug my way through all the complicated sequences that are involved in doing it properly. As I mentioned earlier, a big part of what we did in test development was trying to follow the theoretical model. That part was not too difficult because once I had developed the theoretical model, the basic categories or scales were pretty well clear in my mind. As we began to work toward what's called internal consistency, it was clear that the competence that I and my associates had was not really nearly good enough to do the job well and to do it efficiently and to make sure that all the statistical analyses required were done properly, clearly portrayed so that one could review them, make decisions with regard to them. Again, here, NCS Pearson really played a very central role. Then obtaining the external correlates, that is, getting real patients in real settings. For example, when we were working in the area of behavioral medicine, we needed data from patients who had neurological disorders, patients who had cancer difficulties, patients in all varieties of medical diseases. So the development of the test is a very complicated procedure, highly challenging. I could not have done it alone. We did it very effectively with the psychometricians and the clinicians who were working at NCS Pearson.
The development of the MCMI is just one example of what makes up the Milan inventories. And when you step back to look at them as a collected body of work, it's easy to understand Dr. Milan's perspective on this part of his professional life.
It's a very crucial part of my sense of achievement as a professional, that I'm not only a theoretician, not only a clinician, and I've been those, but also to be an empirically oriented test developer. So the emergence of the tests gives me a whole new slant on the nature of what my career has been, and I consider it to be one of the key underpinnings of my sense of self-respect, my own feeling of personal esteem as a professional.
That's Dr. Theodore Milan on his achievements as a clinician, theoretician, and test developer. And he'll continue that process of reflection on our next episode of Into the Mind from Pearson Clinical Assessment. For more information, go to www.pearsonclinical.com/Milan Inventories.